Rita, are you here? Let me see. Rita.
Yeah, she's here.
She must have stepped away.
Okay.
Sandy Weinman?
Thank you. I'll be brief. I'm a fan of history. We have 20 years of it. Hasn't gotten us too far. Maybe it's time for a change. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ted Weiskel?
Ted? Okay.
Thank you. I'm not clear on the membership of the New Day bylaws, national board, but what I read today is that there is one paid staff representative, one volunteer staff representatives, two staff representatives, and 3 to 6 LSB members appointed by the officers. Right now, this radio station is run by the listeners, 2/3 to 1/3, 18 to 6. This new bylaw will put all the powers in the programmers, and the calcification that we see in programming will be even worse. There will be 3 committees and maybe more if the national board approves it. Only governance, finance, and audit. That means that the listeners will be knocked out of this thing. Vote no.
Okay, Venetia Williams?
Pass.
Okay, Egberto Willis?
Yeah, for me, this wasn't a difficult decision after speaking to a whole lot of people, including some of the national people. I agree wholeheartedly with what Daryl has to say about us having to do certain things with regards to inclusivity. But what we are doing right now is simply not working. As I mentioned in an email earlier today, this is really a comedy show, to put it as nicely as I can. I think it is time. I know Sharon Kyle in leadership, in the person who they're attempting to, that would be in leadership, have a lot of respect for her. I think we need a distinct change. So I will gladly vote absolutely yes for a change, and I will give up my position and just be a good old radio host. Thank you so kindly.
Okay. Do you want to go back to the people that passed, or?
No.
We're through the list.
Go back to the people who did everybody except for Wendy and Deb.
Patrick and, let's see, Marianne said they would pass.
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying.
And Bob Gartner.
Did everybody answer, Bill? Even if they said they passed, did they answer?
Let's see. Well, Wendy didn't answer and Deb didn't answer, but I don't think they're on the call.
They're on the call. Those are the only two that should not have said anything.
Rita.
Even if they said passed.
I'm sorry.
That's right. We didn't hear Rita either.
Richard, oh, yeah. Rita was the one that stepped away from her camera. Rita, are you that back? Rita.
I sent her a message to unmute. She's not unmuting.
Adriana? Yes, may I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair, I believe that the people that we have in alphabetical order, it means you need to talk when it's your turn. If you don't talk when it's your turn, I think that you pass means it's not like in a vote, because if not, all of us will pass. Everybody want to be the last one to talk. I believe that we have all the opportunity, all talk. I think that it's time to vote.
I agree. Unless we can find, yeah, that's fine. That's what I said. Everybody that has already spoken, even if you said pass or abstain, that was you speaking. The only person that did not speak that is present is Rita Washington.
Okay.
Correct. Madam Chair, I couldn't unmute. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Madam Chair, can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I've been... trying to unmute my phone. I apologize. I am not in support of these bylaws changes. The issue is not the bylaws with Pacifica. It's what we are doing as the board members on both the LSB and the PNB level. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So, Bill, you. It's time to vote. And now you're muted.
Sorry. Okay, so this is to vote on approving the New Day Pacifica bylaws. Teresa Allen?
I say yes.
Teresa says yes. Adriana Casanave?
Adriana Casanave say no.
Adriana votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gartner?
This whole exercise is redundant. I vote no.
Bob votes no. Patrick Hoyt?
Yes.
Patrick votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne.
No, Mike Lewis? Dwayne Lark votes no to the Trump move.
Okay, Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Paula abstains. Susie Moreno?
No to the Trump move.
Susie votes no. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
Okay, Venetia votes no. Sandra Rawline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Oh, she's muted.
She's muted.
You're still muted, it looks like.
You're still muted.
I know. It takes me a minute to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, not a minute. It takes like 2 or 3 seconds. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy votes no.
Okay. Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell, I assume, is not here. Deb Schaft, I'm not here. Richard Giselle?
Not here.
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
Washington votes no.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
Weinman votes yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Ted votes no. Venetia Williams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto votes yes. Let's see, we didn't hear from Wendy or Deb.
They're not here.
I believe those are the only two. Okay. Let me count votes. We have 11 yes and 9 no's.
And abstentions.
And two abstentions. Is that right? Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And what does it have to be?
You know, I'm not sure. A typical bylaws amendment requires a majority of the whole board, which is 13. But
exactly.
But I don't know.
Well, it's not
what 13. This actually takes. It's not 13.
Yeah.
Beat and pass. Because
Dwayne Lark to the stack, please.
Beat and pass.
Oh. Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
According to our bylaws, when we are in delegates assembly, that it requires the majority of the body, not those present. And that would be 13.
Thank you. Didn't pass.
Can I ask which section out of the bylaws that is?
No, I would advise you to read it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, read the bylaws.
Yes. This is not in a school, but this, the bylaws say it.
Well, I helped to write the bylaws, and I do not remember that section.
Can I calm y'all down?
Thank you.
Madam Chair. I think that this is only for board members.
Who was talking? I thought that was Marianne talking.
Oh, that was me. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and I was there when we wrote the bylaws back in
2000, whatever it was, it took years to write those bylaws, and I do not remember that section that you're referring to, Duane.
I understand, but you probably don't remember a lot of sections. Can you stop?
Thank you. Dwayne or Adriana, do you
point
have your
point of order, bylaws, Madam which, Chair?
I understand. I'm gonna get your point of order. Dwayne or Adriana, do you have your bylaws with you?
Yes, I will check it. I will tell you exactly which one it is.
Thank you. When you get to it, let me know. Point of order, Sandy. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since we have the raw vote, and it seems there is a disagreement, let's just keep the raw vote recorded. Step back. And do the research on the bylaws, and if need be, report next meeting. Thank you.
I agree with that. Exactly. Thank you so much. Okay, moving along. Where, let me see where we are. Hold on. Let me go. Oh, Lord, I got my hip hurt. Hold on.
Do we finish the PNB report?
Yeah, we finished with PNB.
And then a national committee. Well, yes, we did that. Okay. The next is the KPFT committee reports and Q&A.
Community advisory board. PK, I didn't see her on here. Did you see her on here, Paula?
No, I haven't seen her on here either.
All right, finance, Sandy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll be brief. At our last May meeting, we got together and we had a little trouble making quorum. So first, let me say, if you're not interested in the finance committee, it's a little too dry. Please drop off so it'll make it easier to make quorum going forward. Secondly, the main point of the meeting was twofold. One, to get a financial status. We had about a month and a half of operating funds in the bank, maybe a little less. We are in fund drive, but as David alluded to, it's going very slowly. For those on the board, I urge you to be creative to try to get some revenue. Duane has elegantly waxed on about this in the past, and I have to agree with it. We got to get moving. Second thing that we did is we got the first look at the 2022 budget draft. Over the next couple of meetings, in fact, June, July, and August, I anticipate a collaborative discussion around that budget, and hopefully at our August meeting, we will be in good position to have consensus on what we're looking at and forward that to the whole of the LSB. Our next meeting's in June. It's posted on KPFTX. It's been moved to 6:30 at the pleasure of the committee members. So that's it. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, hold on 1 second.
Yes.
June, what is the finance meeting?
Pardon me?
What day is the finance meeting?
You got me.
Just text it to me. I'll put it in the chat.
It's on KPFTX already, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
June 15th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. And one more question. When is the last day of a fund drive?
We don't know.
That's kind of a TBD.
Yes. Madam Chair, it is going to be extended, and I'm guessing that it's probably going to be at least a week at minimum. But I don't have the final date as of yet. Once I work with Robin, I will get you that answer.
But it will be for the entire month of May?
Yes.
Okay. I just needed, y'all said to go out there and be creative. I'm just trying to get a day. All right. Adriana, go ahead.
You asked me, I will read from the Pacifica bylaws, the one that is in the Pacifica Foundation website. Say Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws. Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws. They said exactly in 2B, voting and approval, number 2, in order for the new bylaws to be adopted or this bylaw amend or repeal and subject to section and talk about the other section, they said the proposed amendment must be approved but the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio station.
Okay. Did everybody get that? Clear.
And it's explaining, yeah. Some other section is explaining about the 13 votes.
Read the bylaws on their own.
The vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations. All the delegates.
And all right. Bill for the stack.
All right. Bill.
Except that really the members override this. So.
Well, that's what everybody keeps saying.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, but the vote of this our KPFT didn't pass. It's no. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Building and properties. Ted, I made you the convener last month. It's in the minutes.
Okay. Have I got a report for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Let's see. I started off the day by reaching out to a real estate broker by the name of Bill Baldwin, who owns Boulevard Real Estate, who hosted a program, a monthly program before COVID called Final Friday. Anyhow, Bill Baldwin and Boulevard Real Estate is a work in progress. I got the name from Michelle Barnes of the Community Artists Collective. If any of you know her, if you don't, you're missing a wonderful person. She gave me the name of a real estate broker who was the president of a Houston chapter of African American real estate people who deal with a specialty within real estate. I'm sorry, I don't have what it is. But she is going to get back with me by May the 19th. She's looking at the property. I spoke with the Department of Public Works for the City of Houston to find out what can be done related to a commercial plan review. So I've got a real estate broker, also a attorney located in the Montrose by the name of Barry Baumgarten, who has agreed to step up and assist in this process, especially from a legal standpoint. What we found out is that the current market value of our property is $1.236 million. The building was built, according to both what they've told me and some Googling that I did this evening while this meeting was going on. The building was built in 1940. And, my goal is to have a meeting with David and these individuals who have agreed to meet face to face, sometime before the next board meeting. And as I said, when we passed this motion last month, I feel like I don't know about real estate. I think I know how to run a meeting. With David in tow, we will come back to you. But I am reaching out to all of you. If you think you know something about real estate, about the development of property, about anything that's related to this entire issue, I would like to have you be a part of this committee and come to the meetings and hear what these people have to say and help us to provide a report for the board by next month. Of course, we know that the ultimate deciding individuals in this whole process will be the Pacifica National Board. We're just trying to give them with as much good information in order for us to move forward. I'm open to any questions.
Does anybody have any questions?
Richard.
Richard, go ahead.
Was there a meeting about this? Was there a committee meeting?
No, I was talking with each one of these people individually.
Seemed to me like you were tasked to form a committee, not just you after talking to somebody.
I'm in the process of forming a committee. Those individuals I just mentioned are the people that I would like to be on the committee, and I reached out to you, and you declined. At least that's my recollection of our previous conversation.
No, no, you did not reach out to me, and no, I did not decline.
Well, would you like to be a participant in this process?
Yeah. I will.
Fine. I will let you know. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Bill.
How do we let others, how do others know if they want to be on the committee?
He's telling y'all right now.
Just contact you. There may be people not here, that's what I'm wondering.
If you have anybody that you can think that can contribute to this endeavor, please pass it on. I need to find out from first and foremost David and then these people, both lawyers, real estate experts, and people from the city as to when they might be available. I'll pull it all together, and it will be transparent.
Will you list it on KPFTX?
Is that something that allows for a new committee to, if it's possible, and if I can't do
it's possible,
I'll work with you and make it happen one way or another.
It's possible, and it's transparent. You know, you need to get more people involved in this.
It just started today, Richard. It really
did. I'll come to the first meeting.
Susie has her hand up.
Can I speak? I just wanted to say that this was discussed at the last LSB, and it was discussed that anybody could join, and that we would be helping David. We will not be a committee. It was my understanding.
Right, it's a task force.
Pardon me?
That's correct.
Susan. Doesn't matter what you call it. It just matters who's gonna. Everybody has the opportunity to know when we're gonna meet, and you know it's not just.
That's what's happening, Richard. Nobody volunteers.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it then. Let's don't talk about you know.
Volunteer. I would like to.
I was at that last meeting, and I heard all that go by, but I didn't hear anything else. We need to know. We need to know what's happening, and we need to know when to come to participate.
That's true.
Okay, we can't just get these things out of the air.
True, Richard. Ted is reporting tonight. This is his first time reporting. Remember, the key person on this committee is David. The reason why Ted has not called a meeting because Ted had to speak to David first. He just said that he just spoke to David this week. That is the reason why.
I don't hear that a meeting was going to be called. What I'm saying is I want to be sure a meeting is called so that I and anybody else who wants to come and get in the group can do it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, David.
May I?
Please.
Thank you. I have tasked Ted to put together a task force of people. Because right now I'm a little busy doing other things. So I've asked Ted to put this together, to come up with a date and time, and send an email to all individuals that will be participating. So if he wants to send it out to everybody on the LSB, that's great. And I have no problems with that whatsoever. So once Ted has a date, once Ted has a time, he will be more than happy to fill everybody in.
Fill everybody.
David, and may I speak?
Yes.
I was going to try to be funny. I think that's a great idea, David. I mean, never in the past have I been transparent. I don't know if I want to start now, but that's
funny, Ted. Yeah. We know you about transparency, Ted.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rel wants to say something.
Who? Bill, go ahead. Oh, Darrell.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if you had seen the, because I expect you did see some emails talking about how other stations had more staff, therefore they should have more clout in Pacifica, and KPFT only had, you know, a handful of staff, as if it was a bad thing. And it seems to me like there's been so many problems with how our building was put up as collateral on a loan. It doesn't make sense to me that you would vote down having a professional like the woman who was, who's had an illustrious career, be in charge because she's a professional and understands how to make things equitable, as opposed to the way the stations fight with each other and rip off KPFT. It doesn't make sense to me that you would vote down New Day Pacifica and then say that you're going to depend on Pacifica to decide about our station, because I'm not sure they have our best interests in mind. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Mark.
And Dwayne.
Darrell, you're under an illusion that this is our building. It is owned by the Pacifica Foundation, located in California.
No, I know that.
Well, they get to make the final decision because they own it. We are only advising them.
I just don't understand why you would vote down professional experts in the field that would be more fair.
All right, Dwayne.
Yes, Dwayne. I keep hearing this professional experts, and what Lyndon told us about an individual who is given a $250 million budget that was already created. You're not talking about people. These people need to come in and raise money. They don't need to come in and use their professional experience as if there's $200 million for them to operate on. That's $2 for them to operate on. And if New Day was doing it right, they would have identified people who shared the mission, who shared the vision of Louisville, and who had the capacity and demonstrated capacity they could come in and dump in $1 million by fundraising. So this professionalism, it has nothing to do with putting someone in a chair with great credentials who working with government unlimited resources. And as it relates to KPFT being screwed, that's just ill-advised misinformation, because KPFT has screwed itself in the last 50 years. The foundation has done nothing. It sounds like the same stuff I hear out of KPFA, which wants to sever itself from the foundation and don't want to help any other stations when they get down, just like it was helped some 30 years ago. So you need to be informed about the facts before you start accusing falsely about what's going on in this foundation. As it relates to this foundation has been reasonable, more than reasonable to KPFT. KPFT has been unreasonable to itself. By number one, board members like us not raising money. And now you're talking about putting six professionals or so
on the board. This is off topic.
Dwayne.
Yes, ma'am.
Paula, what were you saying to me?
You have Egberto's hand up.
Okay. I'm going to take two more comments on this subject, and I'm going to move
Orders of the day.
Thank you, Robert.
I think that was Sandy.
Huh?
Sandy?
That was Sandy.
No, it was not, Nancy.
Oh, sorry.
Think again.
Sounding okay. Like you. Oh, you and a Bob.
Or think for the first time.
I'm orders of the day. We done with the committee under the building committee. Ted is working on that. He reports to David. When they get it together, they will call a meeting. That's the summary of that. Moving on to your second motion, Ted, about rebroadcast prior notice on KPFT of the discussion. I'm sending that to David. He's the general manager. You need to talk to him about programming. Okay, your third.
Well, we skipped to the development committee, by the way, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'll go back to that.
Okay.
Okay, and then his third motion down here about the programming for George Floyd. I think that David, the general manager, announced what was going to happen with that according to what was happening via Pacifica in his general manager's report. All right, let me move up to, cause we have 20 minutes and this meeting is over with. So let me move up to to development. Now we only have, development. Go ahead.
I sent a report out to the LSB. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. We just had a meeting and we've had several smaller subgroups meet, working on various projects. We're developing ways to acknowledge tiered sustainers and large donors. We are moving forward. Several people are working to maybe assist legacy donors. In other words, trying to figure out a way to how to help them put KPFT in their will. Three, we're offering assistance in promoting the pledge drive in any way, although we did not have a staff member on our last meeting. So we await direction. And four, we have offered personally to reach out to assist programmers, several of us, and perhaps use the phrase, I'm going to pitch in and do you want to join me, and to encourage listeners to pledge. And several members are making concerted efforts to promote KPFT better through the social media, through like fundraising on Facebook, for example.
Okay. Now, you've been
sending Adrian. Teresa, you said that you sent a report to the LSB. I didn't see any report. I'm very sorry. When you send that report?
I sent this report and the minutes of our last meeting out about, 50 minutes ago.
Ah, okay, just now. Okay.
Yes, but the minutes from our last meeting were sent out, right after the meeting. They were sent to committee members, so.
Yeah.
So these, I believe this report will be attached to the minutes.
But the report is just now. You just send it. Okay, thank you.
All right, so the other thing that The other thing that we need to vote on tonight, because I'm tired of the back and forth with it. And I'm going to say what it is. Somebody has to make the motion. Do you want the outreach committee to be outreach? Do you want the development committee to be development? So the motion, whoever's going to make the motion, the motion needs to say, do you want outreach and development combined or do you want them separate? Dwayne, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I move that the outreach and development committee remain separate.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who is the second?
Rita Washington.
Okay, Rita.
Point of order. Okay. This is
Madam
Bill.
Chair, may I motivate my motion?
You cannot go on an order in the middle of a motion.
Okay, let me know when I can do that.
Stop that. Oh, Lord.
Well, after all, he is Bill Crozier.
Go on and qualify your motion, please, or whatever you say here.
Yes, I'd like to motivate the motion, Madam Chair.
Yeah, motivate.
It is clear that even the secretary and chair of that meeting, which incidentally wants to take on some more responsibilities, as the secretary of the finance committee, typically get minutes out and communications out 10 minutes, 15, 30 minutes before a meeting. And in this case, 15 minutes ago. So it just seems ridiculous that individuals want to consolidate committees for the purpose that, and the argument is, well, there's not enough people. Well, I think there's not enough people because maybe people don't want to work with a certain person who may always want to chair a certain committee. Have you ever considered that?
All right.
So it seems to me the thing to do is leave the committees as they've been standing for the last 20 or more years and don't try to consolidate something because it's not broken. Because when we get a new crew, when we vote for new people to come onto the board, notwithstanding those of you who like to argue, our structure is that if you have 12 candidates and 15 candidates and some quit or some can't fulfill their obligations, you have the right to pull up folks who may have gotten 2 votes, who may have gotten 20 votes. You don't know.
Hurry up.
Okay. All right. I motivated the most.
You did. Okay. Bill, what were you trying to tell me, point of order?
Well, my point of order is that this item is actually the motion. It's the motion that was continued from the last meeting, actually the last 2 meetings, which was a motion to combine those 2 committees into a working group. And we did discussion at the last meeting, but we ran out of time. We didn't get to vote on it. So really that's what should be on the floor right now. And it was already explained that we were, you know, it was difficult even to get staff to have time to support 1 meeting, much less 2 right now, for example, and that we were having trouble reaching quorum. And so that's why it should be a working group.
All right. Madam Chair, Rita Washington.
Rita, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I appreciate the fact that we feel like we are confined to the people we currently have to staff these committees. But I think Richard so eloquently put it. Put the information out there. This is about outreach. This is what we're going to talk about. This is what it's all about. This is what it's going to do. This is about development. People may not be attending because they may not want. They may want to do one or the other. And they feel like that they can't do that because we have them combined. There was a reason that they were made into separate committees. If you read their mission, if you read what they're about, they are not the same thing. So we need to keep them separate so that they can each do their design functions, and let's work and get people who want to be involved in both of those areas. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much. Anybody else that has not spoken?
Madam Chair.
Who is it?
It's time to find out.
Now, who
Madam
is
Chair,
it?
I would like to speak.
Who is it?
It's Teresa.
Teresa. I'm sorry.
I just said anybody that has not spoken. And
I have not spoken. I have not spoken on this issue.
On this issue. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Madam Chair, maybe the LSB has not realized it, but I've been sending minutes out, and these 2 groups have been meeting together since 2019. Over a year, Madam Chair, these people have been meeting together, and no one complained until I suggested that it be called a working group. If you go on KPFTX, you will see that WPFW has outreach and membership that meet together also.
It's a lot of problems.
And the other 3 stations, they don't even have a development or outreach or outreach committees. So if you're talking about precedence, there is no precedence at any other station. And this proposal came out of the committee.
Madam Chair.
Adriana.
Request
Baumgartner.
Ted is with the hand out, Madam Chair. Before me.
Go who?
Ted was before me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I understand.
Bob Gardner. I got you.
I understand. What? I have 2 minutes according to our standing rules. Our standing rules say that we have these 2 committees. There has been nothing that has stopped them over the course of the last 2 years in meeting jointly. Why this whole matter is even before us is an incredible waste of time when they can continue to meet jointly if that is how the individuals on these 2 committees wish to operate. Calling it a working group destroys the whole democratic process because there is no language that defines what a working group is and how a working group operates. There is clear language that says the seven simple rules for how committees operate. By changing the name from a committee to a working group, you create absolute chaos.
It's
not now, but maybe a year or two or three or five. The way things are right now is just fine. Leave it alone.
Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, but we are talking about how important is everything, and we see that people, what are we trying to do? To concentrate power? Why we need to define? We need to control? What's the problem? Can we try to keep working? Everybody can do whatever they can. And that's it. Why is all the changes? Why is all this need to concentrate power in some kind?
I'll call for the question.
What is, I don't understand really.
Point of order.
Can somebody call, what's the point of order, Robert? Oh yeah,
The point of order.
Robert, I'm sorry, cause you were on the stack. And after Robert, that's it. We've had enough discussion about this. Robert, go ahead.
It's either a tradition or in our, some of our rules that at 9:45, we're supposed to decide or whether the meeting's going to go past 10 o'clock.
Well, we're going
to. So.
It's not going past 10 o'clock, I can tell you that.
My motion is to make a decision about that.
Okay, we also already have a motion on the floor that's been moved and seconded. Can somebody please call for the question?
I'll call the question.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to leave the committees alone. I wanted that reworded so everybody will understand what they are voting on. Because you guys keep going on and on and on, and a lot of people really don't understand what you're talking about. Does everybody understand this motion that's on the floor to leave the outreach and development committees as they are? Yes or no?
Madam Chair.
Kills the TV.
Madam Chair.
Or excuse me, I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Bob, don't mute yourself too quick, because we can involve. Yes, whoever had the hand up. Susie.
So we're going to leave the two committees the way they are. And it's not going to call it a working group, correct?
No, we're going to keep it committee.
Just like it is. Okay.
Yes or no?
Okay.
Yes or no? See, that's what I was saying.
Richard, question.
What is the question, Richard?
As I understand the motion, it was Dwayne's motion that the both those committees will stand as separate standalone committees.
They will stay the same. Right now, they are two separate committees.
Okay, so they'd be two standalone committees. Okay, that's right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Madam Chair.
Oh, God.
Madam Chair.
Did we call the question, Madam Chair, or not?
Madam Chair, point of order.
You just want your way. What is it?
Point of order. Madam Chair, I just want you to be clear. A motion came from this committee that the committee wanted to join forces and change the name.
You're not allowing
the LSB to vote on the motion which came from the committee. So if you're going to allow us
what
to vote,
Madam Chair, Chair.
Bill.
Yes.
What did y'all do with that motion last month?
We didn't do anything. We were about to vote on it. We ran out of time. But the motion was to do what Teresa said, and we don't really need a motion to just keep things the way they are.
But we have a motion on the floor, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I have a question, please.
That's why I did not address that. See, let me explain something to you. I sit on not one, five boards. Two of them from the city of Houston. I know how to run a meeting. I purposely let that motion die because nobody, if you were going to vote on it last month, all you guys did last month was to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's what you did. You forget that that's what you did.
Madam Chair, can I have 10 seconds and we go to the vote? 10 seconds. What they're arguing is this motion will have the same effect. And so going back and forth is totally unnecessary. Are in order to just have the motion voted on, and it's going to have the same effect no matter how you word it.
Agree. Who does not understand that? I made the motion simple. Well, Dwayne made the motion simple so that everybody, not one or two or three or four people, everybody can understand what we are talking about. Does everybody understand that?
And then they say, if this motion fails, we're going to go back to doing what we're doing anyway. So it was a waste of time.
Dwayne is interrupting.
Bill, can you call?
Dwayne, you need to mute.
Okay, so the motion is to, what we're voting on is to keep the development outreach committees as they are now. Teresa Allen.
Separate. I say no.
Teresa votes no.
Vote yes or no.
Okay, Teresa votes no. Adriana Casanave?
I have a question, Nancy.
Oh, yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no.
Wait, a question.
What is the question, Nancy?
Yes, it's a question of what we're voting on. As they are now, means not separate committees. It's just development committee and outreach gets one or two lines on the agenda. So the way they were is according to our standing rules. So this motion that Teresa is making that was voted by the Development and Outreach Committee is against the standing rules. They should be separate. They can meet back to back.
Why are you arguing with me? And that is what we are voting on.
No. As the way they stand now, it's insulting. I mean, it's not only insulting. It only leaves a few minutes for outreach.
Are you not listening? We are voting.
Just reread the motion. What is the motion?
Is that a rhetorical question?
It's the same.
Madam Chair, I'd like to solve this problem.
Would you like me to read what I have in for the minutes as the motion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to solve this problem if I can.
I got a headache. I swear it's just throbbing.
Madam Chair.
Pass the bottle over here.
I would ask the body to allow me to remove my motion so that this committee motion could go forward because it would require 2/3 majority. And I would rather for it to stand at this point.
Point of order. Point of order.
You have 7 minutes, Madam Chair.
That's her favorite words. Point of order.
What is the point of order, Teresa?
It does not require. I have given proper notice for changing the standing rules.
Oh my God!
It does not require 2/3.
Teresa's correct.
Can we go on with the voting, please?
Bill, please finish this vote.
So okay. Which motion are we voting on? I'm sorry.
We were voting on.
Okay, the one I had is to leave the development outreach committee committees as they are. Is that what we're voting on?
That is what we are voting on.
Okay, and so we already got Teresa and Adriana and my vote. Lyndon Foley.
I vote no.
Lyndon votes no. Robert Gardner?
Yes.
Robert Rhodes, yes. Patrick Hoyt? Andrew Patrick. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
Mike votes no. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
I'm abstaining.
Paula abstains. Susie Moreno?
Pass.
Pass. Venetia Patel Adams? Venetia, excuse me. Can't hear you. Sandra Rawline?
I vote no.
Sandra votes no. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabar-Naratomi?
Pass.
Pass. Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, assume you're not on the call. Richard Yuzel?
What is going on out there?
Pass.
Richard passes. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Venetia, I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. So I'm going back to people we missed or who passed. Patrick Coit?
I vote no.
Patrick votes no. Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Wendy and Deb, I didn't hear you. Richard Yuzel, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Oh, I skipped Nancy. She passed also. Or did I just not write it down? Nancy?
Yep, she passed.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
She needs to say it.
Yeah.
She's not muted.
Oh, sorry. I still don't understand. I don't like the way things are now. I don't understand this vote. I'll vote yes, but I don't really understand what's going on. I'm just okay. Voting yes because Dwayne.
You were cut off.
That's crazy.
Our recorder's a yes. Egberto, I didn't hear you. Let me count.
Did Susan Moreno vote?
And the yes,
she
did. Yes.
Yeah, she voted,
yes.
Yes, correct. Okay. 10 yes. 7 no's. 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be 11 yes and 7 no's.
Madam Chair, can we adjourn? It's 2 minutes.
Can you call for a motion to adjourn? Anything that wasn't, that we didn't get to, Nancy. And let me just say this before we adjourn. Nancy, I have all of your motions down here. I'm sending every last one of them to committee. Because I read them, reread them, read them, reread them, read them, read them. If I have to come to those committee meetings myself, I'm sending them all to committee.
We extend the meeting 15 minutes.
No.
There's already a motion to adjourn on the table.
Not on my time, you ain't.
Madam Chair, I made the motion to adjourn.
We adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Hope your headache gets better.
Thank you for your patience, Madam Chair.
And thanks to all the people who came.
Thank you, Paula, too.
Thank you, Adriana. It was throbbing there for a second.
Okay, glad you're better.
And, Paula, could you save the chat for people also?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know how to do that.
Thanks, Paula.
What you need is,
I like you.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need, just ask Paula. She has everything. The meetings and the recordings. The chats and the recording.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Nancy.
And thanks, Paula, for setting all this up again, would seem.
You're welcome.
Nancy, what you voted yes for was to keep the committees as they are, which is standalone committees.
Oh, standalone. Oh, well then yes.
Madam Chair.
See, it's not bad following law.
Madam Chair.
10 o'clock. Shutting down.
Because the people are, has the meeting been adjourned?
Good night, everybody.